We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics. Aggies All the Way is presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome on into the Aggies All the Way podcast. Hope everyone's staying healthy and safe. There's only one team that's practicing right now at Utah State, one team on campus, really, with the whole team and coaching staff and everything going on right now, and that's the women's basketball team. So today I'm catching up with Carly Burris, who is an assistant coach on the brand new coaching staff for the Utah State women's basketball team. Coach, I've got to imagine it's good to be back into practice mode and seeing all the players here on campus and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got hired a few months ago now. We all got here in May, and then we were kind of, you know, trying to get organized. This is Coach K's first go-around and obviously our first go-around as a staff. So we've been trying to organize, just get as prepared as we can be, given that we're not with our student-athletes. But they've all been here since June, quarantining, you know, going through our due diligence of just making sure we're safe. But we've done all the protocol, and, you know, I think that was hard for them, given that they couldn't really be around each other. You know, they had isolated, they had a quarantine. But I think now that we have them, we couldn't be more excited to get going.
So what have the first, I mean, you've had 3 days of practice now, right? What have the first 3 days of practice been like for you?
It's been incredible. I mean, we had a staff meeting on Sunday just prior to our first day on Monday. Just the energy from our group. And Coach K is really good about the players never have a bad practice. It's us as a coaching staff. So, you know, we're going to be holding ourselves accountable with that energy. Given that we haven't been able to do anything, the energy has been there consistently Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which has been great. All 15 of the players, we're missing Ellie, who's still stuck over in Germany right now. We're trying to get her back, but all 15 players are locked in, engaged, and the energy has just been, it's special. It's a special group for sure.
Well, you know, I think it was right after Coach Hard was hired, I was talking to John Hartwell on one of these podcasts, and the main thing he brought up was energy. We love her energy. We love this coaching staff's energy. And so it's interesting that you brought that word up several times. This group of girls, I mean, it's almost entirely new. There's six players left from last year's team, I guess, plus Shiloh, who redshirted. But Do you feel like you've been able to see them? I know it's only been a few days, but see them mesh a little bit and come together as a team so far?
I really do. Yeah, with nine newcomers, you're not really sure what's going to happen. And then granted, we didn't see any of the, you know, returners. We weren't able to see them only on film. So I think we're very, very impressed with the progress we've made. We're pretty heavily focused on offense, right? Coach K is all about putting up big numbers on the offensive end. So we're definitely implementing that. And it's been fun to see. We've mixed up the teams every single day, but we're getting them up and down, kind of just throwing them in the deep end right away. But it's been fun. They've had to kind of, you know, learn on the fly, but they were prepared. We had video, they had paper printouts of our offense, and they came in, you know, they're handling it like pros. They were professional about it. They did their work on the back end. And then it's showing on the court that they're meshing pretty well together.
So I know I kind of came and watched a little bit on that first day that you guys were practicing. I know that there are certain restrictions that you guys are dealing with because of COVID. And it was kind of interesting to watch. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit about what you're doing in that regard?
Yeah, so we weren't actually specifically told we had to do this, but Coach K is just trying to take it upon herself. You know, they kind of have the thing where if you're not around someone for 10 minutes or longer, then, you know, you didn't really have a ton of contact with them. So we're making sure that we're doing what we have to do. So we're incorporating a lot of water breaks. We're kind of just going at that 9-minute mark and then making sure that we split up. We set up signs. It's kind of elementary, but it's fun. We have signs. They have their own station. They get their water, have that break. So every 9 minutes, we're separating just to make sure that we kind of have that distancing.
So you've been here, I think you said, since the beginning of May, a few months now. What are your first impressions of Cache Valley, and how have you settled in?
Cache Valley is beautiful, first and foremost. There's just so much to do. I've already been up to Bear Lake. I've already done some of the hikes. I'm going to all the different reservoirs and all that stuff, which is really fun. I mean, obviously, it's nice to be at elevation. I need to make it to one or two of these national parks. But Cache Valley in general has been phenomenal. And given that we've had a little bit of time off, Coach K and I have been out at the country club. I think some people have seen us on social media, but it's been great. We've been able to meet a lot of boosters, a lot of donors, and just kind of interact with the community, former basketball players, men's and women's.
I saw you guys bumped into J.C. Carroll.
We did, which was really cool.
Legend.
Yep. Him and his family came up and said hello to us. He said he's going to continue to play, I think, one more season, which is great. Mm-hmm. But you can just tell the energy that Coach K has created, the momentum, just the kind of the buzz. And we feel it. And again, just even as an assistant working for a lot of different staffs, it's exciting for me as well, right? It's exciting to work for someone who's that passionate about what she does, and it just kind of trickles down throughout the program.
How's the golf game coming?
You know what? Not too bad. We ended up, Dalton will be upset about this, but our strength coach, we played him and one of his buddies, so that was interesting. You can ask him who won that between.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, do that.
So you mentioned before we started this podcast, you actually played here in college. You played a game at the Spectrum. What, I mean, I know that games kind of all blend together. Do you remember anything about it?
Well, it's funny. I'm pretty sure it was my freshman or sophomore year of college. I played at the University of Portland, so this was a non-conference game. But I definitely remember. You know, you don't remember all of them. And I remember. I remember the arena. I remember the seats. And I remember walking in being like, whoa, this is a really cool arena, but what's the deal with these seats, you know? But honestly, we just had our first practice in the Spectrum, and it felt good. I mean, we had a lot of shots going in. You could just feel the, I'm going to keep using that word, energy, but I think the players really enjoy playing in there.
So what was it about this job in particular that really interested you in coming to Logan?
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of things, but I do have to say Coach K was, you know, the main reason. We kind of knew each other just through the business. We both have been in it for roughly, you know, 10 years. So, you know, we crossed paths. I played against her when I was at Cal State Fullerton and she was at Denver, and they definitely took it to us in terms of putting up a ton of points. So I was able to see her system on the other end of it. But definitely her. And just like I said, she is extremely passionate about what she does. And it, you know, she walks the walk basically. So she's not going to expect something of us, of our team that she wouldn't be willing to do herself. And then I was able to talk to the rest of the staff, which was really cool. Not that they recruited me, but you know, I was the last person to get hired on staff. So it was fun being able to talk to them. We're a really young staff. This is the first time I'm the oldest assistant on a coaching staff. I've always been the youngest. So that's been interesting, but it's been a really cool dynamic. And again, when you have a staff who just supports each other and, you know, we have a lot of really talented people on this coaching staff who have, you know, a lot of good playing experience as well as coaching experience. So it's been incredible. We're going to challenge each other and we're going to make each other better.
I was going to bring that up. I mean, this is an incredibly young coaching staff, and it seems like, you know, even though you've only been together for a few months, that you guys have really meshed really well.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, Coach K and I would say that Coach Kenny, Jean, they're more the talkers. And then me and Juwan, we do talk, right? But we're a little more, I'd say, even keeled than the other two. So we definitely balance each other out. And then Taylor, which has been phenomenal because she's coached at the collegiate level. So just having another person with that experience has been really good. But like I said, I mean, you know, Jean played at LSU, so, you know, a big time program, and she just has that basketball IQ, which is incredible. And then Juwan, obviously a really good player in his own right, which has been fun. We're bringing different perspectives. We're from different parts of the country. Like me and Kayla, I feel like, are kind of the West Coasters, and, you know, I don't even know if she would consider herself a West Coaster, but so I'm holding it down for us. And so it's just been good to recruit kids from different parts of the country, which it's fun.
So last year you were at Cal Fullerton, and you guys played Utah State, kind of took it to Utah State out in Fullerton. Do you have any memories of that game?
You know what? I do. Just because, you know, we had actually recruited KK. So we recruited her. We wanted her actually pretty heavily. I asked her about it the other day. She was like, oh yeah, I kind of remember. But so I was just, you know, kind of surprised with her role, which again, we had had conversations, but,
Didn't she have a really good game in that game?
I don't remember. I just remember I thought she would play a little bit more. But yeah, we had a really good group at Cal State Fullerton and had a decent season, but I just remember thinking that Utah State had a lot of talent, and I wasn't sure if it was quite being utilized enough.
So we kind of talked about, you played at Portland. What was it that got you into coaching and really made you want to become a coach? And then can you kind of talk about your few steps leading up to Utah State?
Sure. Yep. So I played at the University of Portland, and Juwan and Taylor were just asking me about it. So I led the team in assists. So the reason I played basketball or a team sport and not a golfer, you know, is because I played for my teammates. You know, I always wanted to see other people do well. So the assist meant more to me than me making a bucket. And I feel like that translates into coaching, right? So it's not about us. It's not about the coaches. It's about these players and getting them to be their best, you know, to just constantly trying to be better in whatever they do. And more importantly, just caring about these people as people. It's a really unique time to be in a student athlete's, especially a female, I feel like, just, you know, 18 to 21, 22. It's just such a unique time where they're finding themselves and just experiencing life on their own. So that part really appealed to me. So I did have the opportunity of just getting into coaching kind of right off the bat. I was a graduate assistant at Seattle and just kind of got my feet wet, but I was working for a Hall of Fame coach who I grew up watching when she was at the University of Arizona, which was Joan Bombassini. So just having that experience was incredible, and I was really fortunate right after being a GA to get my first Division I assistant coaching job at Northern Arizona, which, you know, Flagstaff reminds me a little bit of Logan, just that kind of smaller community, right? The mountains and kind of all that stuff, but was there for 5 years. Really, I felt like got really good experience with the Big Sky Conference. And then from there, went to Cal State Fullerton, had a little bit more responsibility. I was in charge of our early offense and our defense, which again was great experience. Like I said, this opportunity is incredible. The Mountain West is so competitive, right? They have the money, they have the facilities. It feels Power Five. It feels like what we're doing here is Power Five with everything we're doing. So it definitely feels like the big time. And, the conference, the coaching staff, this opportunity, I just feel like we're in a really good position to be successful here.
Well, and, you know, we kind of talked about that. There's so many new faces. There's 10 new players. There's a whole new coaching staff. In a way, it feels like, you know, just a fresh start to this team. And obviously there's still a few players coming back from last year, but I have to imagine in your position, it feels kind of good to have that almost a refresh, a restart on a program.
Yeah, it really does. And we had a meeting prior to our first practice on Monday, and I was really happy that Coach K addressed to the returner specifically, and even the people who the previous staff had signed, that, you know, we didn't have to keep them. And so we all went through film, and we chose them. So there's not going to be a divide between the returners and the newcomers. They're all our kids. All 16 of our kids are, they're all ours. We all want them here. And it feels like we're all just starting this together, which is a great feeling, like you said.
So what was it like? I know that you're the recruiting coordinator as well, right?
Yes, I am.
So what was it like kind of navigating that, coming in and realizing, like, we've got a whole lot of spots to fill. There's COVID going on. There's all these obstacles, but I've still got to hit the ground running and get some faces in here.
Sure. You know what? They actually kind of made my job easy for me. So they had four spots to fill, and they ended up filling them before I even got here. So they got those junior college transfers in Paris and Bree and Mo, and then the grad transfer with Jess, which is great. I feel like when you're starting a program, sometimes, you know, obviously athletic directors, whoever, fans, they want you to win fast, and it doesn't really happen. You need those kind of freshmen to mature a little bit, but getting some experience in, I think, was really, really smart on the coaching staff's part, just because we have people who have played, you know, Bree played at New Mexico. She has experience in this conference. And then with the, you know, she went to junior college, but with those players, they have experience playing at this level. So they did a great job with that. The hard part has been navigating this recruiting right now for the 2021 class. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have any offers out there. Coach K has been very specific about wanting to see the team we have now. So we're being really thoughtful in it. We have to get creative with social media, and just try and stay engaged, you know, watch these live stream games, trying to show them kind of our program and what we're doing from afar. But that's going to be the challenge.
So what is it like to recruit someone right now to a program where you really don't have any results on paper, and you can't say, look, this is what we've done, this is why you should join us? What's the pitch like?
The pitch just has to be the people, right? So again, and that's something you don't have to fake when you're working for someone who you respect and you admire. And it's easy. If I'd want to play for Coach K, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like just if you hear her talk, you know, it's someone who inspires you to want to play. And so again, I think it's going to be us as a staff. I think it's going to be just kind of our pedigree and the players who we've had go play professionally, or, you know, and just more than that. A lot of people just are student athletes and then they go on to become other things, but we're going to support them in that. So again, I think it's just showing, you know, the high school kids the personality of our team, that our entire team cares about each other, that we're loyal, we all have each other's back. I think those are the type of things that we have to show, since we're 0-0 right now.
So I know it's only been, you know, a few days of practices, and it's mostly just been drills and you know, kind of light work right now, but what can you tell about this team so far?
This team competes. We had a bloody nose the first day of practice. And again, that's nothing we're pushing on them. Like, these kids are competitors. When you have 15, 16 kids on a roster, right? Only five people start, only five people can play during the game. So, you know, they all want to play. You can tell that, you know, we're kind of raising the bar, just in terms of our expectations, and they're definitely meeting them, which is really fun. And like I said, we've mixed up the teams, and it's fun just to kind of see the different combinations. We have a lot of different weapons. We're not kind of a one-trick pony. I don't think we have athleticism. We have kids who can shoot the lights out of the ball. So it's going to be fun. It's been really exciting. We've, like I said, we got up and down the court just to kind of see what we have, because we haven't been able to, but it's been fun.
Well, Coach, we're glad to have you here in Logan. Can't wait to see what this team can do. I mean, it feels like hopefully the season doesn't get bumped back even further or whatever, but I already can't wait for the season to get going.
Sure, I appreciate it. We appreciate all the support. Everyone's been incredible in the community.
Oh, thanks for the time.
No, thank you, Jane.
This has been Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics, presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.